Welcome to today's special edition of Chic Perspectives. I'm your host, Dana Barrett, filling in for Elizabeth Gordon. The special edition today is because we are doing the quarterly Pro Wind special. We have four lovely ladies scheduled to be here from Pro Wind, three here right now. We're hoping Patricia Harris of the Edge Connection will join us later. But right now, I'm sitting here with Barb Stengard of Mom Talent, Nichelle Jones of Jones Health and Benefits, and Barbara Betty of At Your Service Atlanta. So glad to have you all here.
Before we jump too far into it, let me just ask a little bit about your involvement with Pro Win. How long have you all been members?
I've been a member since September of last year, so I'm a relatively new member.
So I should say that was Barb talking. It's going to be very confusing, Barb and Barbara. Okay, so you've been about a year and a half, you said?
No, really about 6 months.
Oh, less than a year. Okay.
And I'm on the board already.
Wow. You jumped right in, both feet.
I did, but they needed an accountant, so that's why I'm here.
So you're all in. Nichelle, how about you? How long have you been a part of it?
I've been a part of ProWin for probably about a year and a half. And I'm also a new board member as well.
Okay. But the organization's actually been around
10 years.
Okay.
Our 10th year anniversary this year.
So there's always new people coming in and out.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes, and Barbara?
Yes. I've been a member for about 2 years, but I'm not on the board. Haven't gotten roped into that yet.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to say roped in. Mm-hmm. Some people in the room have roped in. Some others, not so much. All right. Well, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about each of your individual businesses, because there's so much, there's so many people who are working for others and, you know, in the corporate life. And, you know, it's really always great to meet entrepreneurs and women who are kind of, should I start singing now? Women who are doing it for themselves. Isn't that a song? I feel like we should start singing. So let's start with you, Barb. Tell me a little bit about Mom Talent.
Mom Talent. Mom Talent is a niche staffing service that is primarily placing part-time accountants at smaller businesses. And we're looking for mostly women who have had a full-time career and now they want to work part-time and balance their work and life goals. Lots of them are raising children, some are volunteering, some of them are playing tennis, but they no longer want to work full-time. So we find businesses that need their expertise.
And are there some moms that have been out of the workforce for a while that are getting back in?
Definitely. A lot of them have raised children for 5 years or so, and the children are now in school. So they have a few hours to do something. And so they've been completely out of the workforce for 5 years. But accounting is something like riding a bicycle. You can get right back in.
Yeah, it's not like it constantly changes. I mean, I'm sure there's new tax laws here or there or whatever.
Exactly. If you're a tax accountant, you have to be updated, but
if you're doing the books for
our
company,
it's pretty standard from year to year.
So now, where do your clients come from?
Well, we work very heavily with CPA firms. They have clients that need these services. The CPA firms don't usually like to offer these services because they can't bill their usual rates for them. So it's a win-win for everybody, the client, the CPA, and us. They put us in to work for their clients, and we oftentimes can offer our services for about half the price of what a CPA would charge you.
Awesome. All right. Well, we just had a new person join us in the room. This must be Patricia. She's going to be in a little bit of trouble. She's late. She's unprepared. You know, it's a whole thing. Welcome, Patricia, to the studio.
Thank you so very much.
One of you experts, Nichelle, can you tilt her microphone towards her, Patricia's microphone towards her? All right. We'll teach her as we go, ladies. What do you think? Can we handle?
Sure.
Can we fit Patricia in?
It's pretty easy, Patricia.
Yes. yeah, it's pretty straightforward. We're easy going here in the studio. So, Barb, getting back to you.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. What are your biggest challenges in terms of, is it in terms of finding moms that want to come do the work, or is it finding the clients, or is it keeping people busy, or what is it?
Well, we do all three of those, and I haven't really had problems finding the clients or the workers. It's just you have to know where to look for them.
Yeah.
And there is a wonderful supply of people who want to work part-time. And it's so rewarding to help these women do what they want to do and have a release of doing some work for financial gain or just for their brain cells.
Right. I find that as women of a certain age, which we're not going to say what that age is, but, you know, when you've been out of the workforce or even if you've been in and gotten laid off or, you know, whatever the reason, that it's oftentimes hard for women to convince an employer that they're worth hiring.
Well, that's my job. I convince the employers.
Right, but you're the employer in this scenario.
Well, yes, but I convince the clients that these are the right people right. for their work situation.
Yeah, I think it's interesting though, from your perspective, obviously, you're looking for these people in particular who need you.
Yes.
So it's not just a business for you. I mean, no. This is kind of a calling.
Well, it's very rewarding. I don't know if you can call it a calling.
I'm calling it a calling.
Okay. it's what I was fortunate enough to do when I had my children, and I like to offer it to other women.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, I wish that I had you're like a fairy godmother, I'm sure, for a lot of these people. I wish I had you helping me out, you know, because I think there's a lot of women that really need that extra, you know, they need somebody who believes in them still, you know,
yes.
because it's hard.
Yes.
A champion for yeah. them to kind of get them in the door and
yeah.
still apply their skills. Yeah.
Right. I think that's great.
Well, thank you.
When you're talking to clients about the service, how do you distinguish yourself from everybody else that's out there?
Well, what makes us unique is we actually test our accountants and accounting principles, not just software programs. So we know that they know the nuts and bolts behind the software program, and they can make suggestions of how certain things should be done properly if they're not being done. They can draw on their experience as a CPA, an MBA, an ex-controller, whatever it might be. And so it's really like regular staffing on steroids is what I call it.
So what's a typical job like for one of your people? Is it like half-time for a couple months? Is it half-time permanently? Like, how does that work?
We like to put people with a client that they'll stay with. It's ongoing work, whether it be 5 hours a month or 20 hours a week. It's just what the client needs, and I find the right person that wants to work those hours.
Okay. And do you feel like the women that are doing these jobs are – I just feel like that would be so great to sort of be able to craft your work week like that.
It is. I develop pretty good relationships with most of them, and it really is nice to have them appreciate the positions, and then also they're professionals, and they perform their jobs very well.
Yeah. How many people do you have on staff?
I've got about 15 out there right now. They're contractors to me.
Yeah.
They're not
full-time employees,
right. Of course. But there's about 15 of them out there right now, but it comes and goes as projects and other things happen.
That's great. Well, I'm going to ask a pro-win style question right now.
Oh.
Tell me about your goals for the year. We're at the beginning of the year still. Do you plan to go to 30 people? Or are you happy where you're at? Like,
oh, no. Grow.
Growth. It's all about growth.
Grow sales and grow, find more people and place them at more clients.
Awesome. Well, I know you'll do it, so I'm not even worried. I was going to wish you luck, but that's not even necessary.
Thanks.
So. Nichelle, let's jump over to you.
Yes.
You're the benefits lady.
I am the benefits lady.
That's not your official title.
Well, it's not, but that's typically what people call me when I come in.
Nice.
But at Jones Health and Benefits, I'm the managing agent.
Okay.
So I'm an independent health insurance related and employee benefits broker. So I work primarily with self-employed people, freelancers, as well as small to mid-sized companies on their employee benefits.
So tell me how you got into this. Where did this come from for you?
Well, I've spent the last 15 years in human resources, and then I switched over to working for some of the larger carriers like Cigna and Principal. Started off in Travelers and Workers' Comp. And have always been on the client-facing side, so more terms of customer service and education. And after having to leave corporate America, decided to use my experience to try to help people on a direct basis. And so that's what I've been doing.
So you're going to individuals, to companies? Who are your clients?
My client base right now is probably about 50-50. I have several self-employed people who have also left corporate America, either on their own or not on their own.
Right.
some very small businesses that may be from a daycare center to a couple of doctor's offices, a gun range.
Wow. Do you get special privileges there?
No, but I need to go and I have to go in and shoot, apparently. I've got to learn how to.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. Maybe we'll go together.
Yeah.
That could be a pro-win outing. Can you imagine?
There you go. Exactly.
A bunch of women in suits with firearms.
Right.
Excellent.
Exactly.
You got to love it.
We want to take pictures of that.
Oh, yeah. I think we should put that together. Your client would love it if we brought in.
They have. They offered it to me, so I'll have to take it back to the board see if I can get them in there.
I will support you on that one. Totally.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like pro-gun. I just think it'd be fun to try it.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been interesting just to go in there and kind of see how the business operates.
Yeah, look, how did I get us off on a total tangent?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. Who's running this show? Okay, so back to you.
Yes.
So all different size businesses, really. Smaller business, though, is what you aim at.
Small, yes. Typically, at least right now, my average client size has about 10 employees or less. But
wow.
For me to manage on my own, I could probably go up to at least 100, 150.
So when a small business, I know I had a small business for a number of years, a small retail business, and I could not afford, or at least mm-hmm. I didn't believe that I could afford to provide benefits for my employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have a couple, I didn't have 10, I probably had 5 mm-hmm. employees. How do you know when you're a business that it's time to make that leap and offer that to your people?
Typically what I do is I kind of give them the parameters of what they're going to need in order to get a group contract.
Right.
One, the biggest thing I'd let employers know is that they have to contribute at least 50% to that premium. And so normally once they start to see those figures, when I go out and get quotes from different carriers, I can kind of gauge with them if they're ready for that. If they're ready for that step.
Yeah.
If they're not ready for that step, then I can offer them supplemental insurance so they can still have a benefit package to offer their employees. But it would be on a strictly volunteer basis and the employees would pay for that all on their own.
Right.
And there's also a third option, which they call a list bill out there in the carrier world, where essentially every employee has their own individual policy, so they'll have their individual rate, and the employer just gives them the convenience of taking that out of their paycheck and sending that to the carrier directly. So it gives them the face of a group plan without the employer contributing.
Well, I think that's interesting because, again, as someone who owned a small business, I didn't even know I had those options.
Right.
I thought I had to go to the full deal, the 50% kind of thing, mm-hmm. or forget it. And I just figured that was out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah. And a lot of employers think that. And that's why I try to, and I think based upon my experience, I try to reach people where they are.
Yeah.
I don't walk away from people just because they can't afford a group plan.
Right.
A lot of them want to still be able to offer their employees something because they want to retain and be able to recruit.
Right.
And to have something offered to kind of offset some of those costs is very beneficial to them.
Yeah. And I think they can it can help them get better employees if they feel that there's more than just an hourly mm-hmm. pay, that the employer is looking out for them in some way. So, mm-hmm. It's interesting, the two of you, Barb and Michelle, both kind of, in a way, I think could be having some of the same clients, right? You could be overlapping.
Very much mm-hmm. so.
Because small businesses need accounting services, certainly. A lot of times they get to that mm-hmm. point where they can't do it themselves anymore and mm-hmm. they need somebody. And same thing with the benefits.
Yes.
So I'm backing up from you for a second, Michelle, because mm-hmm. we didn't give your contact information, Barb. So let's mm-hmm. tell people how to find Mom Talent.
Mom Talent is at www.mom-talent.com. And our phone number... I don't have it in front of me.
So this is a test.
I will get it in front of me in a moment.
All right. Well, you mm-hmm. just work on that. We'll go back to Michelle. So Michelle, for you, I mean, I feel like, again, just from that, I feel like already you've just taught some of the small businesses that are listening in something that I never knew. And I was mm-hmm. one for a long time. I guess uh-huh. technically I'm still one.
Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to say, Dana, is a lot of the women in ProWin do have overlapping clients because we service the small business areas quite often.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's great. I mean, and then you can sort of share contacts and things that way. It's one of the advantages of being
a ProWin,
a group. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I give you my office number now?
You can. Way to dig out that business card.
Well, it's a new number, so that's why I was uh-huh. at a loss.
Uh-huh.
It is 770-667-7134.
One more time, please.
770-667-7134. 7134. And that's Mom Talent.
Right. Mom-talent.
On the web. .com. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, Nichelle, back to you, because again, I do feel like there's, you know, it's one thing to call an 800 number and ask somebody, you know, and you get frustrated and you get some automated whatever and, you know, but clearly you're offering a level of personal service for individuals and small businesses. So tell people how to find you.
I can be found on the web at www.joneshealthandbenefits, and that's A&D spelled out. And I can be also reached at 770-668-0797.
So tell me how you typically find clients now.
Mostly for me is a lot of networking events that I go to. I have a tendency to meet other professionals in those arenas. And if they don't know someone directly, I typically will get an email out of the blue 2-3 months later. A friend of mine or my family member, my neighbor said that you are in this area. Can you help me? In terms of group business, kind of the same thing. I also use a lead service, an online lead service.
Okay.
But mostly a lot of my contacts come directly from referrals.
Yeah.
And people that go online and find me at various directories. So.
And once you meet this lady, you're going to want to, I'm just telling you, she's super nice. And it's all about that. You know what? It is all about that, right? Because if you meet somebody and they're kind of a jerk, you're like, I don't want to do business with this dude.
Very
true. But if it's like...
I like that you use dude.
Yes. And I've heard that walking into different offices, like, you're a woman, you're younger, you're whatever you're, they were looking
got
for.
Got a smile on your face, for God's sake.
It's
you
just
know?
Not the old grumpy old guy.
Right. Who's just a salesman.
Who's
you know
just
what
a
I mean?
Salesman, right.
Right. And I think that you guys both, we're getting around the table here, because I'm sure all four of you are lovely and caring. But, but you know, you guys both are, you know, clearly invested in what you're doing and helping your clients. And it's more than just, you know, trying to make a sale, trying to make a sale, trying to make a sale.
It's true. It's customer service. It's really.
And it's relationship building, really.
Right. Right. Anything else you want to add before we jump over to our latecomer, Miss Patricia?
About myself, I like to be a resource to people.
Yeah.
Especially if you've never had the experience of working with a personal agent. I think a lot of the times there's a misconception that if you use an agent, you're paying more, you're paying a fee, and that is not the case. In the state of Georgia, I cannot charge a fee. I'm only paid from the carrier when you pay your premium. So a lot of the work that I do for folks is basically free up front. I don't retain and cannot collect any money. And so I like to be a resource to make sure that people are getting exactly what they need, what fits their budget, whether you're an individual or a business owner. I like to take that time ahead of time to make sure that we have that relationship going forward, that they know that they can come to me in any type of situation because they know the type of service I'm going to give them.
So is this the kind of thing where if – like, can you evaluate what somebody's currently getting and and sort of say, I can do better?
Yes, I definitely. I have people that came to me because they took a COBRA plan and were paying $600 or $700, and it was one person, and I could find them a plan for $250, $300 that does exactly the same thing.
Right.
And one of the things of also having a personal agent is if you just go online or just call an 800 number, that particular carrier is only going to tell you about their plans.
Right.
What they're offering, their rates. They're not going to compare. They're not going to do an analysis, get in depth with you.
Right.
And that's what I'll be able to do.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. You have multiple products.
Yes.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. Patricia, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I want you to know one thing.
Yeah, you have to talk.
I am an hour early, according to my calendar.
That's hilarious.
The 200 got transposed to 2 o'clock.
Nice.
So,
I was trying
to be here really early, yes.
Way to be on time.
I know.
We love it.
Thanks.
Well, we're glad you're here. It really doesn't matter. We're super casual here. So you know what? We could open the door and invite more people. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's good.
So tell me a little bit about you, Patricia. What do you do? What's your business?
Absolutely.
What's going on?
Well, I've been a member of ProWin for about 7 years and was a past president.
Wow.
And really helped the organization during a time when we were transitioning from volunteer to be a real organization with a 501c3. So that's been fun to see the new transition and all the new members and the new leadership. So it's been good to sit back and watch that. I am what you call a social entrepreneur.
Okay.
And I've been an entrepreneur. I was raised in a family-owned business, so force-fed entrepreneurship at age 7, where you had to go and work in the in the shop and help support the family. But I also wanted to socially be connected in the community and be a helping agent as well.
Okay.
So how when I look at my life and see how that transcended to become a social entrepreneur, I see it was from the upbringing. You know, you're in the business, but at the same time, you want to be the helping steward all at the same time. So I have the great fortune to have been brought here to Georgia about 15 years ago by Jane Fonda to work with her at the Georgia Campaign for Adolescent Pregnancy Prevention to look at how we can help low-income people, particularly women, start their own businesses. Since Georgia had the highest adolescent pregnancy rate, Jane wanted to look at best practices and heard about microenterprise development. That's a micro business with five or under employees, which a lot of us are. Mm-hmm. And you're not anymore. And you have under $1 million in revenue, but you need less than $50,000 to actually start your business. So nationally, you're considered a micro enterprise.
Okay.
And that's a trend that we have been doing nationally in other cities that I worked in. And she thought it was a good strength to bring here to Georgia. So
okay.
From that, I ended up starting an organization up in Cobb County called the Edge Connection, Empowering and Developing Georgia's Entrepreneurs, EDGE. And we're in partnership with Kennesaw State University at the Coles College of Business. And we have, over the past, we'll be 15 years old on November 1st. So
wow.
I've been here longer than 15 years.
And
about
I feel like
17
I've
years.
Heard of EDGE. Mm-hmm. So the name's out there. People
yeah.
know about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've served probably over 7,500 people.
Well, that would be why people know about it.
Exactly. And we're an SBA Women's Business Center, which means we're funded by the SBA to help disadvantaged women start their own businesses.
Wow.
So we've done some tremendous work. And to your taping as well, the work that you're doing is incredible because a lot of the women that come to us are mid-40s. They're experiencing job discrimination. They can't break the glass ceiling. And they know they're never going to go anywhere, and they're the first ones to get the pink slips. So when that happens, they're forced to say, I've got to create my own job.
Yeah.
And what we do is help them do that through our training and development programs.
Yeah, I want to jump off a little bit and talk about that, because I think that's a huge problem. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's a woman who hasn't experienced that,
oh, yes.
at least
mm-hmm.
if not fully, because they've totally completely lost their job, but even feeling discrimination in the workplace, mm-hmm. not getting a promotion,
right.
A particular project.
It's the big white elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk
why?
About.
Right. Why is this happening? It's the same thing with, I'm really off on a tangent now, but it's the same thing with our looks. You know, men get gray and distinguished and we like, oh, they look so distinguished.
Exactly.
George Clooney, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, I like the little wrinkles around his eyes. We get that. And it's like, the whole world has ended.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we're, you know, time to put us out to pasture.
We have to go every 30 days and get it taken care of.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Spend all that money.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
we
see a lot of that.
How can we change that as a culture?
I don't think there's some things I've come to realize that they are not changeable, and that may be okay. Because I think we need more women entrepreneurs, you know, navigating their own courses and
yeah.
running their own businesses and then treating people more fairly.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, to say that that will change, I've mm-hmm. been around long enough to say I don't think so.
Oh.
I've worked in HR in the airline industry for 7 years and I could tell her horror stories about what
mm-hmm.
happens
yeah.
from that perspective. So with that being said, I think it's a good thing that women finally get pushed, and men as well get pushed to that point, particularly people of color, to realize that it's time now for you to think about what can you do to create your own job and to help other people. And then hopefully you learn those lessons from being in that environment and you become a better employer and a better steward of your resources in the community.
Right. And that's almost exactly what you're doing.
Yeah,
Barb.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you're saying I know who to value.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
care if they have gray roots,
you
know.
Or that they can only work certain hours of
right.
certain days.
Exactly.
As long
right.
as they
yeah.
get the job done.
That's
At
right.
The
exactly.
day, that's what you want to see happen.
They
so
have the
I think
talent.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I like that you put a positive spin on it because I know when you're in the midst of being discriminated against, it doesn't
yeah.
feel very positive.
No, it doesn't.
So.
But it's what you do with it, how you take it and
yeah.
turn around for your positive good.
Yeah. So it's good to know there are resources out there for people.
Absolutely.
So we're not done talking about EDGE, but give some contact information for people listening so they can find you.
www.theedgeconnection.com and our phone number is 770-499-3228.
So if I just, you know, I'm 40 something, we're not going to say exactly what that is, and I just lost my job and I can call or go online and you have services that can help me.
Right. You can come in for an orientation session to
right.
really see if this is really what you want to do, because, you know, we have to dispel the perception that people have, oh, I'm my own entrepreneur. I get to dictate my own hours. I get to do what I want to do. I can take elaborate vacations. Not. Let me be really clear about that. N-O-T.
Yeah, when you have your own business, everyone can attest you work harder than you ever have before.
Your entire life. Mm-hmm. Somebody doesn't show up for work, you're answering the phone, emptying the garbage and running the errands and doing your job on top of that. So, yeah, but it's rewarding when you get the job done.
Right.
Yeah. And you're meeting the mission of whatever your organization's business is. That's what makes it so important, why people want to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so your organization also helps people find financing?
Yeah, we have access to capital where we have financial partners like the banks. We have banks that are SBA lenders as well as microloan funds that are here in the city. We have about 5 loan funds that can help. And we're now getting into some of the angel investing. We have some clients who are inventors. They've created some incredible products. So we're introducing them now to investors in their businesses. So we've seen a big evolution in the people that we serve. And 67% of the women that we serve are single head of household.
Wow.
So that's a staggering number.
Well, that seems also to be very much the trend.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm a single head of household. So there you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Anything else we need to know before we...
Patricia, I had a question.
Sure.
You also provide just the moral support for the women that are starting a business, because I think back to the first year and there were many times when it was, I just don't know how to do this. I can't do this.
Right.
But then I just sucked it up and did it.
That's right.
And I had lots of people talking to me and helping me, and that's what they can find at your...
That's what they can find at the Edge. Mm-hmm. And most SBA resource partners like SCORE, which are retired executives, and then the SBDCs, the Small Business Development Centers, they're looking at much larger businesses, up to $26 million, and they're not going to do any hand-holding. I mean, they're going to coach you and get you there, but we sometimes have to take a step back and, you know, do the actual hand-holding with clients and really help them facilitate. I'm getting ready to have my house foreclosed. What am I going to do? And my kids are acting up. My husband's left me. And there's all these other things that we have to help them with in order to make sure that they're going to be successful. So you're right. Mm-hmm. We provide that level of service under the SBA, and it's a good thing that they fund an organization like ours to do that.
You know, and now it's like all three of you, I can see that, again, for somebody who's listening, who's thinking about starting a business, mm-hmm. you've got somebody who can help with your accounting. You got somebody who can help with your benefits, and you got somebody who can just help in general figuring out how to get the business off the ground and
That's
all those
right.
kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I agree. When I first started my first or second small business, I don't know, I did the same thing. I don't know how to do it. I shrug my shoulders. I get frustrated, and I just figured it out. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know there were all those resources out there.
But it's very easy to just stop.
And oh, right. God.
I know there's a lot of women that do, and they don't get the chance to reap the rewards that could come their way.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Or even, you know, a year into it, you get frustrated because you just can't, you don't have the resources you need. And
I think it's ongoing every year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good question, though, for you, Patricia. With once someone starts a business and they're up and running a year later, are there still services that
you can? We have clients that are 14 years old with us.
Wow.
Because as their business grow and evolve, they need another set of support.
Yeah, different types
of. All of a sudden, they're kind of say, I have to quit my part-time job or my full-time job because the business is getting too big. What do I do? We say, well, fire your job. It's time to let it go. But then there's now HR problems because they got to hire someone, or they need to look at how to legalize the business to another level. Maybe they're going to become an LLC now instead of a sole proprietorship. So as they grow, we're there to help them in their growth. And that's been the fun thing to watch with the clients that we have, is to see how they've grown over the years.
Yeah.
I wish I had known about your services when I started my business about 5.5 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really would have been a big help. Excuse me. I went to actually a SCORE counselor, and he basically said, I don't think you should do this.
Oh, nice.
Don't spend any money.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And I walked out of there, and I was so determined at that point that I was going
to
do it.
And normally what they do is send clients like you to us. I mean, they'll say, we have a place for you to go. Go to the Edge. Maybe they can help you sort it out. But that you're the... Not to diminish the great work SCORE and SBDC do,
yes.
But people who are just getting started out and that are uncertain, that's not the place for them.
Right.
You know, somewhere like the Edge, that's an SBA Women's Business Center, is the place.
Very cool.
And we not only serve women, but minorities, veterans, and people living with disabilities. So
we
have all the folks that people really think sometimes they shouldn't be starting businesses.
Does that mean?
They're definitely the ones.
Does that mean no men?
Yeah, no, we have to serve men because we're federally funded. Right now, our ratio is 71-29.
Okay.
29% of our clients are men.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Mom Talent does have a few men working every once in a while also. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are those occasional stay-at-home dad moms too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
you know, so
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We'll give them credit.
They don't care where the money comes from.
That's right.
That's true.
Absolutely. So, Barbara, it's clear that even though you got some funky advice from the SCORE people, you started your business anyway. So tell me about At Your Service Atlanta.
Well, I was determined no matter what the SCORE counselor told me. I just knew it was the concierge service or business is one of the fastest growing industries in the world. And I knew that I wanted to start my own business, obviously, after leaving the corporate world. And wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing, which is why I went to SCORE and I did all the reading of Entrepreneur Magazine and felt like I was doing all the right things. I did what I call my own skills assessment. I said, okay, these are the things I'm really good at. These are the things that I enjoy. I had always been in a customer service type position, wanted to do that. That I felt like that was my expertise. I feel like it's so rewarding at the end of the day to know that you've helped somebody make their life a little easier.
Solve the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a great problem solver. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm very organized. My husband tends to call it anal. I think it's just I'm very organized and detail-oriented. Mm-hmm. That was probably one of the challenges in starting my business is that I felt I had to do everything myself. Mm-hmm. It's hard, I think, when you're an entrepreneur. It's your own business, and it's your reputation on the line. Mm-hmm. And so that was probably one of the biggest challenges that I ran into is, you know, as my client list grew, which obviously I wanted it to make sure that I could find the appropriate resources, people that I trusted, people that either I knew or knew their work ethic. So that was probably one of the biggest challenges for me in starting my business and continually growing the business.
Mm-hmm. So explain a little bit about the services that you provide and how it all works.
Okay. At Your Service Atlanta, we like to call it a lifestyle management company. That's kind of the buzzword now, but it's a concierge and errand service company. And we basically take your to-do list and get it done for you.
I love that. Don't you wish you could?
I know.
It's a work-life balance situation. And I know coming from the corporate world, and I was a single parent for 7 years, and trying to grow your career yet take care of all your personal responsibilities, it's a tough job to balance. Yes, it is. And I think today it's even harder than it was before, just because of the economy and everything that's going on. But we basically can do anything that's not illegal or immoral. Those are the two things.
Have you ever been asked to do anything illegal or immoral?
It's funny because my business is home-based. Obviously, I go to my clients. They don't come to me. So I have gotten calls in the middle of the night from gentlemen who were telling me their room numbers at hotels.
Oh, boy.
And I guess that came with – I didn't think about it when I named my company At Your Service Atlanta. I mean, who would have thought?
Wow.
They made the leap.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
They found you. They did some Googling, and there you were, and they were like, yes. Barbara.
Yeah. I don't return those phone calls, by the way.
That's awesome. So give me an example of some of the services. Like, if I want, what would be on my to-do list that would be good to have you take care of?
I'll give you sort of our most requested services. We do a lot of gift purchasing. And I was telling Barb earlier, you know, we kind of do the soup to nuts. We can purchase the gift, wrap it, ship it. Most of my clients are monthly retained clients. And by that, I mean they contract X number of hours a month. And by doing so, they get some discounted rates because normally we charge by the hour. So a week can vary by client. Typically on Monday or Sunday evenings, we get a list from our monthly retained clients that says, this is what we need you to do for this week. You know, it might be grocery shopping. It might be taking one of their cars in. It might be them hosting an event at their house that we need to be there. They may be going on vacation and we do a piece of mind check-in. I mean, there are just anything that you do yourself, we can do for you. The again, the other, only caveat is we don't transport people or pets. There's a special insurance that you have to carry. It's very costly. So because we're in people's homes, we do carry a great deal of liability insurance, but that type of insurance we chose not to do. But we work with several car services, limo companies, that we can either recommend or set that up for them. You know, it's a lot of reservations, setting appointments, reminder service. We keep calendars for everyone that has all of their important dates, anniversaries, birth dates, families. So we can remind them of those appointments or those special dates, make sure they don't forget them, and then go out and buy the gift if it's necessary to do that.
Ship it. Yeah. So are your clients typically individuals, or do you have some small businesses also, or how does that work?
It's a combination of both. When I first started out, you know, you have these visions of grandeur, and I was just going to have all these big companies that came to me. But I wanted to start small, so I said, okay, I'll start with individuals. And I actually find it much more rewarding to work with the individuals. You get to know them. You get to know their families, what they need, what you can do best to serve them. Whereas when you're working more with some of the companies, it's a little more difficult. It's not as personal. It's not as interactive. And so that's the piece that I feel is missing. Would I like to be more involved in getting some large accounts? Obviously, yes. That's where you're going to generate, obviously, much more revenue. I have found in the Atlanta market that's extremely challenging. There are some companies that have been in business, you know, 15 and 20 years that have sort of those corporate companies tied up, whether it's either a lobby concierge, you know, in the building itself, or someone that can do things remotely. But definitely would like to get into that. But that's, again, one of the big challenges that we face today. I will say that more and more companies are providing our concierge services to their employees. And it's a win-win for the employee and for the company. Then you're not doing personal business on company time. You're really staying focused on what you should be doing when you're at work and really concentrating, you know, on your work.
What a cool benefit that would be.
I know.
You should sell for her.
Barbara, can you tell them about the CPA firm that you work with?
Yeah, I was
with?
Just going to share that. Barb and I got here a little early, so we were able to talk and sort of share some experiences and kind of came up with a way that really we're going to sort of partner together. But last year, I was approached by a large CPA firm. It was actually a national firm. And they provide 4 hours of concierge services to each of their CPAs during tax time from January to April. So we signed a contract with them, and each CPA, as I said, got 4 hours of concierge services. They could use it for whatever they wanted. One gentleman was moving and just needed us to be there for the movers to pack from one residence and then, you know, show up at the second one where they were moving to and be there while they unloaded and unpacked everything. I do have a person who works with me who's an organizer, so she was able to organize the whole new residence as well. But to Barb's point, it's a great service for particularly people who maybe are just busy certain times of the year and just need that extra help.
Okay. That's great.
Interesting. So with finding some of those bigger clients being the biggest challenge, how much time are you having to dedicate to finding new clients?
Well, that's difficult too. I would like to have someone who can work with me in that vein, more on a selling aspect rather than just performing the services. I get lots of people who contact me who want to become part of the concierge group and, you know, provide the services. I don't find people who want to go out and sell the services. So that again presents a big challenge for me.
That I think that's a challenge for a lot of small businesses, don't you find? I feel like a lot of us women, maybe especially, first of all, I mean, we're not taught we're not raised to be salespeople. We're raised to be, you know, to be not meek. Meek is the wrong word, but, you know, reserved. We're raised to be demure and polite, and you're not supposed to push yourself on anybody, you know, wait for the man to call you kind of thing, right? And now in business, we have these skills, you know, whether it be knowing HR and doing benefits or knowing accounting or whatever the case may be, those are our skills. That's what we're not salespeople. So, you know, you have this concierge service, that's what you're good at, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not the going out and selling. And that's, I think, a huge challenge for women in business. Patricia, do you find with
that's
your
the
clients?
Hardest part. You know, the clients would tell you, man, I can't do the cold calling. It's so very difficult for me.
Yeah.
They have to learn to do it to be successful.
It's so hard.
So it's really putting on workshops, teaching them how to
Yeah,
make
it's
the pitch
amazing. I mean,
do the cold calling.
I think all of us in this room are pretty outgoing. And, and you know, I know I am always, everyone says, oh, you're so outgoing, whatever. But making a sales call literally makes my stomach hurt. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, I could do that for you, Barbara. And then I'm going like, no, I couldn't do that. Ugh, you know, so I can understand why, you know, you find people that want to do the service, but not the sales. I think that's really...
I think nowadays, all this networking that goes on is really the sales, part of the sales procedure and presentation.
Yes.
And that makes it a lot more easy to do, in my book at least.
Well, I think that's a great segue to talk a little bit more about ProWin, because, I mean, that is specifically a women's networking organization. And tell me, for all of you, how helpful that's been in terms of just meeting people and getting new connections for your business.
I know for me personally, I know next month being involved with the board member, and actually one of the ladies from ProWin is had contacted me to do a lunch and learn for her organization. She works for a wealth management company, and they wanted to get more information on Medicare because of their clients keep asking about it. And I said, sure, more than welcome, willing to come in and do a presentation so that they can learn about it and then hopefully be able to be a referral source to them. So that would be a phenomenal, and pretty excited for that opportunity just because of the gate opener that will provide to me, both not on that end, but possibly residuals down the line.
Yeah, so, that's great. And I think, any kind of get together, women especially, I think we're good at sharing.
Yes.
You know, we're not always good at closing,
right?
But we're good at sharing. Mm-hmm. And I think the nice thing about some of the ProWin events, at least from what I've experienced, is that you're kind of getting to hear a little bit about what everybody does. And that person then doesn't have to close you.
I
know what you do now, Barb. So if I know somebody who needs accounting services, or if I need them, I have in the back of my head, oh, I know someone who does that from ProWin, you know.
Right.
Or you just remember, hey, I know Nichelle. That's not what she does, but maybe she'll remember that Barbara had this concierge business. I need somebody to, you know.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think our luncheons give an opportunity with the table questions.
Yeah.
And we have our large, you know, networking that happens before and after, but the table gives you an advantage of having a smaller audience that you can kind of have a more of a real.
Yeah, you have to explain for the listeners how that is, because I have to say, I've been to a couple of the luncheons now. I'm like an honorary member, and I'm not great at the big open room networking stuff. It makes me a little uncomfortable to walk up to people that I've never met and whatever. But once you sit down at the table at the ProWin luncheon, explain what happens.
Once you sit down at the table, there's typically a question that we have, and we have a table host. And that person kind of facilitates the question, and then we all take turns going around the table to answer the question or give you responses. And then you have an opportunity to discuss who you are and what you do and what type of services you can provide and possibly what leads you're looking for. And so that gives you a more intimate area to kind of engage with people without the pressure of the big room.
Right.
Atmosphere that kind of goes on at other events.
Right. And even sometimes at other luncheons, I don't know how many other types of those things you guys go to, but I feel like sometimes even at a table, if you sit down, if there's not a set program like that with that group question, you end up talking maybe to the person next to you and that's it.
Exactly.
And you don't.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it really is very unique, I think.
I think the table host is a real key to that. Somebody that makes sure everybody is involved.
Yes. And then we normally end it by exchanging business cards and then making a commitment to try to connect with each other, every card that you have, try to at least connect with each other afterwards as well.
And it's nice too that it is a regular thing. So even if you're not great about reconnecting, you know, by emailing afterwards or whatever, you go back the next you know, 2 months time later, and you see everybody again. And then, you know, once, you know, what do they say? It's like by the third time, you're friends, you know, first time strangers, second time acquaintances, third time friends. Yeah. So
It does work that way.
Yeah.
It's been valuable to me, too, because I have what I refer to as my preferred vendor list so that, you know, if I recommend someone, it has to be someone that I'm comfortable with. Because I'm recommending, again, to my clients, which is still my reputation. So it's been very helpful. That way I've met some wonderful resources.
Yeah. So now, you know, you wouldn't have necessarily even said, I have accounting services. But now you know Barb, and you know that if you hear someone having that conversation, you can put that out there.
Absolutely.
And it goes always. So, so Patricia, you're kind of the veteran ProWin member here.
Okay.
How have you seen it change over the years?
Oh, it's changed tremendously and for the better. I think before, when I first got acquainted with ProWin, there were mostly, I would say, corporate people that were involved. There weren't that many entrepreneurs, but now I think it's a nice blend of corporate and entrepreneurs. And then the corporate folks are even thinking, I need to get me a little gig on the side too, because I can see the days are being numbered. But what I have really seen as a value added proposition for me being engaged is being able to support women and teach them other things they need to know about being in business. Most women that I had met at ProWin didn't realize that, okay, I'm in business with my partner or my husband or whatever, and you don't have 51% ownership of your business, that's not a good thing, because then you're closing the door on yourselves from getting procurement opportunities.
Right.
So getting women certified as female-owned businesses, we've done quite a few women at ProWin. We've helped them get over that leap by helping them get their paperwork in to be certified and making them understand the importance of having 51% ownership.
Wow.
And a lot of white women did not realize that they're considered minorities in corporate America when it comes to procurement opportunities. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that either.
So, you know, really knowing that they are very small percentage of corporations that have procurement opportunities will give them to minorities or women. So that's why organizations like ours and the Greater Women's Business Council exist, to get more females certified as women business owners so they can bid for those opportunities in corporate America. And now corporate America does have their own diversity supplier programs for that very reason, to really make sure they're getting more minorities and white women into the fold, because other than that, they get shut out because the guys get all the bits, or it's sometimes a lot of nepotism that just goes on over and over again.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they're going to get the bid. I mean, look at the mess we have at Hartsfield-Jackson.
I was just going to say.
I mean, that's...
Let's talk politics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, same thing with those contracts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's historical nepotism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it, you know, we try to educate women to make sure they know you can get a piece of the pie, but you got to be certified as a female-owned business.
I had no idea.
What are these certifications?
It's a lot of paperwork and a lot of things you would have to produce, your minutes to your board meetings, as well as your certification that you are in business, and your stock option saying that you're 51% ownership of the business. But we walk you through all of that paperwork to get you to the point to actually go and present, and then have your business viewed by a panel that says, yes, we're going to give you the blue seal of approval that you're a female-owned business. And that helps you to be able then to bid for government contracts as well as corporation procurement.
That's fascinating.
And that's where you're going to really get in your business as well. If you get certified as a female-owned business, then you can go online and then actually bid for the concierge services from some of these big corporations, because, oh, they would eat that up because they really need it, particularly if they want to offer as a package to some of their executives to give them a certain number of hours per month.
That's typically but you where going they start
in,
a lot of times.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you going in as a certified female-owned business,
I looked at the paperwork, and it was overwhelming.
It is. And that's why we help you package and navigate you through, and then we send you to the Greater Women's Business Council to make sure they get you certified.
Great. You should totally do a I'm just butting in now, you know, but you should totally do a talk at one of the lunches about that. I'm sure a lot of the newer
members. Many women do not know that they're disadvantaged in the marketplace because they're not certified as a female-owned business.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a great topic for one of the lunches.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I'd be happy to.
Look at me, I'm just like, running ProWin now.
Do you want to come to the next board meeting?
I think that's fascinating.
No, to be on
the board. Yeah. Wait a minute, what was that about being roped in? I don't know.
It happens fast.
It happens fast.
All right, well, we are just about out of time. This has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you, ladies, so much. ProWin ladies and members and women and for coming in. Barbara, Patricia, and Nichelle, thank you guys so much.
May I give my contact information?
Oh, Barbara, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to dip you. Okay. Please go ahead.
That's my sales.
There you go.
The website is www.atyourserviceatlanta.com. My office number is 770-431-0020.
And so, again, that was for At Your Service Atlanta. Barbara, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to give everyone's contact information except yours, so please forgive me.
Not a problem.
All right.
I do get most of my business, actually, from my website.
That's great.
So everything you need can be found there.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. You know what? While we're on it, since we haven't even wrapped up, we tried to wrap up, but we didn't. Let's just go around one more time. AtYourServiceAtlanta.com.
MomTalent.
Mom-talent.com.
Oh, the website. Yeah. www.mom-talent.com.
Nichelle, yours is?
And I'm www.joneshealthandbenefits.com.
And Patricia Edges?
www.theedgeconnection.com.
See, all these internet people listening to internet radio now, they're already typing away, going to all your websites.
Excellent.
Thank you, ladies, so much. This has been Chic Perspectives.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
All righty.